Hello and welcome to Naxos Classical Spotlight and some highlights from the most recent release in our Music of Brazil series, this time with violin sonatas by Glauco Velasquez and Leopoldo Miguez. Composers who are not household names, but based on this album, perhaps they should be. Here's a bit more of the first movement of Velasquez's Violin Sonata No. 1. The Naxos series, the Music of Brazil, is part of a project called Brazil in Concerto, developed by the Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Affairs to promote music by Brazilian composers going back as far as the 18th century. Around 100 orchestral works from the 19th and 20th centuries will be recorded by three different Brazilian orchestras, and as you can tell from this podcast, chamber music works by Brazilian composers will also be part of this series. From the Violin Sonata No. 1 by Glauco Velasquez, here is some of the final movement. That was music by Glauco Velasquez. The album notes for this recording talk about the challenges in discussing classical music in Latin America. This is music that comes out of the European classical tradition in a general way, but has also been influenced by local history, traditions, and of course sounds. Both of the composers on this album straddle this divide. Both are solid inheritors of the European musical tradition, but are also early advocates for a classical tradition that reflects the richness and history of their native land. Brazilian Romanticism, if you will. The liner notes for the album has a lovely name for this. They call it Tropical Romanticism, music that follows in the European classical music tradition, but influenced by the society and land in which the composers lived. Here is music by Leopold Domínguez from his violin sonata, Opus 14. Leopold Domínguez established his musical career in Rio de Janeiro at a time when the city was the capital and economic, political, and cultural heart of the Empire of Brazil. Both he and Velázquez, however, were educated in Europe, Miguez in Spain, Portugal, and France, and Velázquez in Italy, and both were steeped in the lyricism of the operas of people like Donizetti, Bellini, and Verdi. The two composers were active in Brazil at a moment of enormous social upheaval, the collapse of the New World's only monarchy and the installation of a republic, amid promises that a more modern and organized country would be created as a result. It was not only a question of constructing a new political order, the country would also see significant changes in music, with Miguez playing a decisive role in these transformations. Here is the beginning of the beautiful slow movement of his violin sonata. Given Miguez's importance in Rio's musical life and the fact that he was 30 years older than Velázquez, it's hard to imagine that his violin sonata did not have some influence on the two sonatas that Glauco Velázquez wrote. Velázquez's sonatas are the result of a particular interest he had at the time in the chamber sonorities produced by combinations of string instruments and the piano. And in that same period, when he wrote his violin sonatas, he wrote no fewer than four trios for violin, cello, and piano. Here is the opening to his violin sonata number 2, a beautiful piece that, in my opinion, should be played much more often. The featured artists on this album are violinist Emmanuel Baldini and pianist Karin Fernandez. Baldini was born in Italy into a musical family. After a great successful career as a violinist in Europe, he wandered across the Atlantic, where he worked as both a violinist and conductor in Brazil, and more recently in Argentina, Uruguay, and Chile. On this album, we hear him just as a violinist, and boy, that's great. Brazilian pianist Karin Fernandez is particularly interested in 20th and 21st century piano music, though with this album she's playing music from the late 19th century. As a soloist, she's appeared with prestigious Brazilian orchestras and has given recitals in Portugal, England, France, Argentina, Paraguay, and the list goes on. Here she is with Emmanuel Baldini and the slow movement of Velázquez's Violin Sonata No. 2. Thank you. You have been listening to violin sonatas by Glauco Velasquez and Leopoldo Míguez, played by violinist Emmanuel Baldini and pianist Karin Fernandez, part of Naxos's Music of Brazil series, catalog number 8.574118. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the end of Glauco Velasquez's violin sonata number 2. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.